Hey, blustery day or no, we've got some good news to report, and this is really exciting. Callie Ronstrom is the director of Mentor Duluth, and she joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, Callie, good morning.
Good morning.
So glad to have some good news to report. We've talked throughout the years about Mentor Duluth and the great work that it does partnering with kids and giving kids some positive adult role models and all of the benefits for the kids. And we've talked also for years about a really massive waiting list of kids that are signed up and hoping for mentors, sometimes 100, close to 200 kids that are on a waiting list. And you really, what in the world were you offering mentors in March? Tell us about it.
So each March we do our March into Mentoring campaign where we try to recruit 31 new mentors in the 31 days of March. And this year we ended up with 35 applications during the month. So we had 35 people decide that they're going to make the commitment, mentor a child and spend time with them and care about them. So we're so excited about that big influx of applications we got.
I'm sure that everyone in your office is scrambling to figure out what in the world did we do so that we can try to reproduce those effects more often. You have any ideas?
I don't know what it was this year. You know, last year we were successful and we met our goal of 31. This year we exceeded it. So I'm not sure what the difference is. Maybe people are just finally hearing enough times about our program and feeling like they want to get involved. A lot of what people are telling us, too, is that they're just feeling like now is a good time with, you know, all of the things that are happening in the world to do something at home and really care about a child and dedicate some time to people outside of our family.
There really is a sense, I think, of folks feeling as though they want to reach out, they want to do good, they want to spread some kind of good juju in the universe a little bit. And I think it's showing up in a lot of really positive ways. People feel like, I have to kind of maybe take a little action.
I think so. That's definitely something that we've been hearing from folks coming in.
So tell us a little bit about what all these new mentors are going to be doing now as they've signed up and what happens next.
Yeah, so we're in the process of processing all of those applications, and we're going to be matching them up one-on-one with kids that are waiting for mentors. So we've got about 200 kids, like you said, that have been waiting, some of them just a few months, some of them have been waiting actually a few years. So we're really excited to be able to get some of those kids matched up. And then once they're matched, the mentors commit to spending 8 to 10 hours per month with that child for a minimum of 1 year. And the hope is that they'll develop a strong relationship, that they'll be able to provide some support to the youth, to introduce them to new opportunities, and then also just to take them out in the town and do fun things together. So that's kind of what will be happening next.
Now, what if somebody's listening to this and saying, well, are you going to try to get another, you know, if you still have, you know, close to 200 or 150 kids on the list, are you going to be trying to get another 35 mentors, you know, in April or again in May? Or do you do a big push to try to recruit mentors a couple of times a year, or is it kind of an ongoing effort?
It's an ongoing effort. We try to make it a little bit more loud in March, but we're really recruiting people throughout the year. And one of the things that we found this year and really one of the ongoing trends in our program is that we have more female volunteers than male. And so within those 35 applications, most of them were female. So one of the things that we'll be trying to do next is figure out how we can get some more men involved, because right now in our program, boys have a wait time of about twice as long as girls do. And so that's something we'll be wanting to address next.
So if a man person, for example, is listening and listening to boys having a wait time of twice as long and thinking, I'd like to do something, what are a couple of things that potential mentors should keep in mind before they gallop themselves down there and fill out an application?
Well, I think that we definitely want people to keep in mind that it is a commitment, and so it's a minimum of a one-year commitment. So if folks are at a point in their life where they might be moving away or, you know, changing life circumstances soon, it might not be the best choice for them. But we are always open to talking with people, and so I would just encourage anyone who's thinking about it or interested to give our office a call and talk to one of our staff, and they can learn more and find out if it's the right opportunity for them.
Well, Callie, this is wonderful news. Thank you so much for sharing it with us. It's great. We'll get some information up, of course, on our website so folks can look up some additional details and hope that, wouldn't it be great to get another 35 mentors signed up in like April and May? Wouldn't that rock?
Yeah, that would be amazing. And I think one of the big reasons we've had success is because of all of our media partners. So thanks, Pew, for helping us get the word out about our program.
Callie, thanks so much for joining us. It was great to talk to you. Come on our air anytime and share good news. We love that.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Callie Runstrom, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning. She's the director of Mentor Duluth. Their goal in March was 31 new mentors to help address the backlog. There are 200 kids on a waiting list looking for a responsible adult that they can hang out with and spend some time with, a one-year commitment. And the goal, again, 31 members in March, and they hit 35. We'll get some more information up on our website in case you want to take part in Mentor Duluth.